You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio.
Nuts!
Greetings and happy Friday.
Nuts!
The what Jason up? Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Hobo!
Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Nuts!
It is a live drop Friday, and maybe no better night to have a live drop Friday than the night the ones all went home. It's like a horror movie. No number ones left in the NCAA tournament. Everybody is gone. Kansas was gone early. Purdue was gone even earlier. Alabama and Houston go out earlier today.
Poop fest.
You know we're going to get a Final Four of like Princeton and Xavier and UConn and Florida Atlantic. That's going to be our Final Four.
And what's been great is for all of these years, go back to Jimmy V running around and all of those teams that we've celebrated, Cinderella stories and the one shining moments. And all of a sudden, it's going to be, what's wrong with the tournament? How do we have to reseed it? Because we can't have this. We can't have all of these low seeds. Nobody knows it. Nobody cares. Like, No. You can't get all excitable on day one of the tournament. We've been preaching this for years here on the show. But for those new to it, welcome aboard here on Fox Sports Radio. The fact of the matter is, if you get the upsets early, you got to pay for them late when it comes from a rating and team and player knowledge base for the casual fan. And you know what? I'm here for every minute of it. Let's go.
This is right now at the moment where, because you know everybody goes crazy for their brackets the first couple days of the tournament. I have this. Did you get this upset? I had this upset. I had Slippery Rock beating Duke in the first round. And everybody goes crazy. And then the bracket becomes a war of attrition because a lot of people are out after the first round. I lost my Final Four team. I lost this team. Okay. But now everybody's looking back going, well, let me go back and look at my bracket again and see. I had Gonzaga. I had this. I had that. Everybody's going back going, you know, maybe. Wait, who's leading right now? Bernice is leading. Bernice, she doesn't even know the NCAA tournament. Yeah, she just picked for alphabetical order. She's feeling pretty good right now, although she's not going to get Xavier, but she better hope they don't win. This is when you
nobody's going back to their bracket. So, like, it's opening day. Scherzer threw 100 pitches today. We're moving forward. We're moving on.
In years, people are going to look back at this tournament and go, remember the tournament 2023? And that's when Bernice won. Oh, my God. Bernice, did she leave? Where did she go? Yeah, she quit, like, right after. And everybody, I can't believe she won. She picked because of the state she visited when she went, you know, when she was traveling across the country. Or you know, Jim won. But Jim doesn't even like sports. Yeah, Jim just went because he liked the colors, you know, the teams. That's who's going to win the tournament now, because that's who's left. I mean, really, you are talking about the teams that are left in the tournament right now. A 9, a 3, a 4, a 3, a 3, a 2, a 5, a 5, a 6, and a 15. I mean, this is just absolute anarchy and insanity. And, you know, we've never seen something like this in the tournament where all of these ones have gone. Didn't even make it to the Elite Eight.
No,
all the
exactly.
ones, you didn't have one win make it to the Elite Eight. It was, oh, wow, we lost Purdue early. But, you know, hey, how good was Purdue really? You know. We lost Kansas. Yeah, okay, they didn't have Bill Self. Okay, that's fine. But boy, Houston's really good. Alabama might be the best. Nope. The door closes on both of them earlier today with the wins by Miami and San Diego State. Absolute anarchy is here.
Well, I think, you know, we talked a little bit about it earlier in the week, but the conversation being, what are you playing for and building your roster and recruiting for, right? The acknowledgement and the familiarity and all of that and the ebb and flow of your conference season, or when you get to the NCAA tournament, suddenly you're facing myriad styles, myriad looks defensively, things maybe you can't match up with, right? Last night, I mean, everybody loved UCLA, and then you miss a couple of big guys. You don't foul Drew Timmy, he kind of goes nuts, and then you have one of the craziest, most exciting games we ever did, but it sends UCLA's vaunted, you know, trilogy of senior leaders off into the next part of their basketball existence, grad transfer or whatever they might be. But we look at the tournament as a whole, and it's just the week-to-week build for some of these teams, right? 30-win teams, and they've gone home. And so now we get to the Elite Eight, and we don't have a one seed. And for some, it's going to be, how do we fix this problem? It's like, you know, the missed pass interference call in the NFL couple of years ago. It's like, nope, we got to change that. We got to figure out how to review everything and make sure this is right and that's right and everything else. So I can't wait to hear all the big think tank stuff that goes for college buckets coming off of this one. But you get a terrible performance from Alabama, say, tonight, right? Brandon Miller set a record for futility in this tournament by shooting 8 for 41. There's one of your National Player of the Year candidates. Obviously, all the off-court stuff is what we've been following.
They suck.
But, Jason, I mean, you know, when we talk about just in a vacuum excitement, it's about as good as it gets.
Well, let me blow your mind with something.
Let's go.
Because I don't know the answer to this, but I've been frantically trying to look it up in the last few minutes.
Okay.
I don't know the answer, but I got a feeling it's
Steve
a
Steve might know.
The answer is a long let's bring Steve DeSager. Let me test the knowledge
things.
Of Steve DeSager here.
I don't know that he drinks, but I know that he knows things.
Setting up for failure here.
Yeah, let us test.
Sorry, Steve, I didn't mean that.
let us test this out here.
What's your problem, okay. Mike?
suddenly Steve is on. Okay, Steve, how many wins for the Mets this year? Okay, no.
89.
Wow. Well, you know, 89 got a team to the World Series last year, so okay.
That's right.
The American
sports
is 90, right?
Like okay. March Madness, you just got to be hot at the end.
Okay, that's true. Okay, very good. Now, here's something for you right now. We could have a Final Four, as I said, of Princeton, Xavier, Florida Atlantic, and UConn. Right now, UConn's got to play Gonzaga, so just think about that. UConn or Gonzaga. Princeton, Xavier, Florida Atlantic, and UConn. When is the last time we had a Final Four without a team from a Power 5 conference. Last time we had a Final Four, I think I just found the answer. And it's not, and the reason I found it is because it's not as difficult as you think. It's a long time ago, but it's not as difficult as you think. It was a very famous NCAA championship game.
Well, you're When's including the last Big time? East, right? In basketball, that's known as a power conference.
Yes, Big East is a power. Okay. But right now, you are looking at UConn could be in Big East. You can have Gonzaga not in, whatever it is. But you're looking at the last time we saw a Final Four without any teams from one of the Power 5 conferences.
This couldn't be since you and I have worked here.
It's Oh no. Are you kidding? No. It's longer ago than that. It's forget it. Like you are let me tell you. You are back probably before you and I and Harmon were born to find that.
Oh, hello.
To find that.
So 1940s?
You are back. Wow. You jerk.
You were the guy setting up things with John Wick all those years ago.
So what was World War II like, Jason?
So it's got to be before John Wooden then.
Yes, before John
Because
Wooden,
even,
yes.
Remember that one year where UTEP won it, they beat Kentucky, so that would be a power conference
yeah,
team.
Yeah, I am looking back, and that it is even before that.
Wow.
It is even before that. I mean, I don't know where I'm going to – I thought I found it, but it wasn't because I'm like, oh, I forgot about that. So I'm looking back now, and I'm still not finding it. I'm still not finding it. It's insane. And I am now back years and years before – we were born. I'm all the way back to when the Big Eight was the Big Seven. That's how far back I am looking, and I haven't found it yet.
So are you saying maybe never?
Now, here's the thing. This year was pretty famous because a team that won it has never been back to the tournament ever. But
College of New York, then.
Yes, I'm back in 1950 when it was CCNY, Missouri Valley was Bradley. But North Carolina State, I mean, Southern Conference is still Power 5, right? Turned into Power 5, so that's not it, right?
Not ACC then?
Not ACC. No. We didn't even have the Atlantic Coast at that point. I don't mean the conference. I mean the Atlantic Coast.
On the map, yeah.
Yeah, we were still in the middle of the country. It was still Kansas, and then it was a lot of ocean. So I don't think that counts, right? That doesn't count? I don't think that counts.
Well, who was the fourth team?
The fourth team was Baylor, who was back, and that was when it was the Southwest Conference.
That was, well, we would consider the Big 12 a power conference now, so maybe not even then, right?
So that's very, it's, I mean, I'm back now. I went all the way back to the first NCAA tournament.
That's crazy.
And I have not found it.
So what played at Northwestern's Patton Gym.
Now, Northwestern?
Yeah. It was a very small gym on the campus. They eventually built a huge center that had tracks and just very expansive, an aquatic center, the whole thing. But there's a small gym that you go in there, and it is the prototypical early gym. You walk through, there's a basketball court, and then you go into the weight room, and it stinks to high hell no matter what they do to it. It's all iron, all old, all a bunch of muscle heads grunting and screaming at each other. It's the best experience in the world.
So the answer is never, because we would certainly include the old Southwest Conference with Texas would be a power conference.
Sure.
So never.
Sure. Well, first of all, I want to say that also was, but until this year, the last time Northwestern was in the tournament because they hosted it. They gave them a free thing.
Hey, stick to sports, guys. Come on.
Secondly, I'm sure Harmon in the 30 years since you went to school there, they upgraded a little bit. Unless you went back sometime.
Well, no, I think that gym is still there though. I think they've left that alone. Gym.
Now, if you don't call the Big East, a Power 5 conference, and we're talking Power 5.
Well, Syracuse is in it, so it can't be.
Then 1985 is your answer, because that was the three Big East teams. It was St. John's, Georgetown, Villanova, Memphis State.
No, but
the big Villanova
the big East
beating Georgetown
was even bigger then. It was at its biggest back then.
Yeah, the Big East was big, but you're talking about Power 5 conference. We've never had it. Power 5, that 1985, that was it. Unbelievable. That's the insanity of this tournament right now.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Well, two games left right now in the NCAA tournament, and one of them looks like it's going to be over sometime very soon, and it looks like it's going to be the Creighton Blue Jays who are going to advance the Elite Eight. They have a huge lead over Princeton right now, 68-52, with just about 12 minutes left to go in the second half. If Creighton wins, okay, if Creighton wins, again, we talked about this a little bit last hour, but just think about this now. If Creighton wins, that means San Diego State, Creighton, Florida Atlantic, or Kansas State will be playing for the national championship.
So great.
One of those teams will be playing for the national championship. Just think about that for a second. Not Alabama. No, we're not talking about Arizona or Baylor or Purdue or Marquette. No. One of those teams, San Diego State, Creighton, FAU, and Kansas State, one of those teams is playing for the national championship next Monday night.
Yeah, I mean, part of it is we just have to change our thinking and try to see if this doesn't usher in a new age of college hoops. Right? Does the world of NIL, grad transfers, all of these things, right? And remember, some of these teams benefited from guys sticking around because of the COVID year, right? Everybody got the extra season tapped in. So you add all that together and you have a little more of a chaotic time. We've seen so many high leverage, high profile coaches step away, most of them either under their breath or once they've gotten a little bit removed from things, cursing out the current state of college athletics and where we're at and where that roadmap is, safeguards or shysters creeping around programs, you know, the shady people, as it were. So, I mean, you got all of that kind of coming into play, and it sets up a scenario like we have here. Right, Alabama was the consensus number one. They'd been able to ride through all of the off-court drama and terrible circumstances surrounding Brandon Miller. He comes into the tournament and has the worst tournament ever. 8 of 41, and shooting percentage is the lowest, you know, when we start getting into thresholds for how much he's touched the ball. So it's a different environment. Everything you've built up for, it's like, hurry up, I love you, now change.
You know what this is going to be, and this is going to be the big takeaway from this, right? What does this mean? We have a year where it's going to be mainly all Cinderellas, right? At best, you're going to have a 3 seed. You know, is going to be, you know, in the right tournament or to play for the national championship. You know, Texas also is up big over Xavier right now, yeah, at halftime, 42-25. So it looks like Texas is going to move in, and they're a 2 seed. But yeah, you are
big 3-pointer at the buzzer too.
Yeah, you're getting none of the blue bloods are, you know, survived. You know, Kansas didn't survive, Duke didn't survive. You're getting even the Johnny come lately powers of Houston. You know, the last few years they didn't survive, Baylor didn't survive. What this is going to make, and I guarantee you this, is that if we see a Final Four, let's just say it's Creighton makes it to the Final Four. I think Creighton's better than San Diego State. Let's say Creighton and Texas and UConn and Kansas State, right? You have these teams that were, they were just okay. They were teams that were, you know, they finished, you know, third or fourth in their conference. You are going to see the argument made in a large way to expand the tournament. Because if you can let these teams in that can be middle-of-the-pack teams in Power 5 conferences and they can make these big runs, or you let more of these mid-major-type teams in and they continue to make these runs, maybe we can let more teams in. Let's just have, if we're gone, if the era of, hey, the 64-68 team tournament, and eventually we're going to get Duke and Carolina and Kentucky and Kansas and all the blue bloods and the teams, you know, that you watch all the time, if that era is gone, because I really do think that era is gone, you have so much more talent spread out around the country, nobody stays as long anymore, they all stay, you know, if you're really good, you stay a year or two, you move on, you try to make it to the NBA, you're not going to see these yearly powers like Kansas. Like, I just think it's an era whose time has come and gone of the teams that every single year win their Power 5 conference and go deep into the NCAA tournament. I don't think that's feasible anymore. So now if you're seeing a case and a situation where, hey, you can, anybody can come in here. We got 16s beating ones now, and you know, 2 this year. If you're, yeah, saying anybody can win, why not expand the tournament? Because if anybody can win, if 16s can come in and win, and Fairleigh Dickinson, yeah, come in and beat Purdue, why can't we let more? Why can't you let a team like Syracuse in? Why couldn't you let Michigan in? Right? Why couldn't you let some of these other schools in that were they're a little bit lower in the seedings in the Power 5 conference? But why can't you let these other teams in if it's truly anybody's game now? And that's going to be the big thing coming out of this, is that, well, if we're just going to have a whole bunch of chaos and we can't bank on the blue bloods making it to the end, where we see the upsets early, but in the end it's Duke Kentucky or Duke Carolina, if we don't have that, why not expand the tournament? That's going to be a big thing, and I guarantee you they do expand it. We may go from 68, may see a smaller one like 68 to 72, 76, something like that, but maybe something where those play-in nights become bigger nights and they become big nights for the NCAA tournament in general, where they're just like Thursday and Friday. We're going to get those 16 games on Tuesday and 16 games on Wednesday, and then the 16th Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and it becomes an entire week. Because we all want gluttony. We all want to expand stuff. Mm-hmm. Why not make it a week like that for college basketball? And that's what we're going to see, because that's going to be the big byproduct of this tournament.
Well, more, quote, play-in games, all of those, sure. I mean, it's more revenue, more opportunity. And in an age where you've got all this chaos, what do? The one product you know that works, go and get more of it. Now, obviously, everybody that loves to watch television ratings are already wringing their hands over next week. But I'm looking at it from pure basketball. I'm entertained. But the argument against it, I take you to the famous Pixar film, The Incredibles, and the character of Syndrome saying, well, once everybody's super, then no one is.
Oh, look at that.
Got to expand to 136, guys, so Syracuse can get in.
If you expanded to 100
just
teams, Syracuse might have gotten in. Because they were on the first four out of the first four out of the first four out of the bubble teams that were the first four out before the first four in. So if you got to 96, they might have made it.
Well, I mean, the first step is getting acknowledgement. And then, I mean, the lobbying that'll go on, are you kidding me? At this point, you're going to have state senators giving stump speeches. You got problems. You got infrastructure problems. Doesn't matter. We got to get our team in. We need more, especially the state schools, because we need some of that revenue coming back in. Let's go.
Speaking of teams in, guys, have the Bruins fired Mick Cronin yet?
Oh, stop. Come on, man.
Are they going to fire the trainer? Because he could not. Got to listen to the whole show. Welcome in new folks, those that have been around a minute can appreciate that for what it was.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
But joining us now on the hotline, he is a Pro Football Hall of Very Good voter, longtime NFL insider. Check him out on Outkick. He just emerged from a darkness retreat with Lamar Jackson. He's going to tell us what's going to happen with Lamar right now.
Go Aztecs, dudes. All right.
Jason Cole. J. Cole, what's happening, buddy?
Hey, buddy.
What was that with my Go Aztecs, dudes?
Dude, what they took down Bama.
It's live drop Friday.
Yeah, so we don't actually play the drops.
We just say them live. We make live drop Friday.
It is almost April, and Aaron Rodgers is still a Packer. How do you feel about that?
No, wait. First things first. It's icky Jordan Love.
No, there's only two ickies.
There's only two ickies?
Double up the icky.
Icky Jordan Love Zowie Z.
That's well, you can always give Lamar Jackson the 200 mil and give up two first-round picks.
Do you think if you gave the guy a suitcase full of money that was, quote, representing him, that he would have absconded with said $200 million?
Ken Francis.
I mean, I know they want to sell their little mobile gym thing, but I got a feeling that guy would have been in some place where he couldn't have been extradited.
Oh, Bogota was definitely on the tickets right there. Yeah, he in Colombia, here we come right now. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to make of this. You know, he, as Lamar Jackson always does, he, you know, does some laughing emoji thing to dispel any rumor about anything that has to do with anything that he's not talking about. So who knows what reality is. But the fact is that, you know, you're not supposed to, this, it's written in the collective bargaining agreement, right? Teams are not allowed, per the collective bargaining agreement, to talk to people who are not your agent. So it just tells me how little players understand and know about the process of being represented that they ever do this. Because this is not the first time it's ever happened. The players don't even know their own rules. Like, that's how poor the NFLPA does at explaining to guys the basics of how this is supposed to work. You have to have an agent represent you. If there's another person representing you, you can represent yourself. There's nothing, you know, nothing in the rules against that. But if you have anybody, they have to be certified. It's just a rule, and the team is not allowed to talk to anybody who's not certified by the NFLPA.
You know, here's the thing, J. Cole, is that a couple nights ago we said, boy, this whole collusion thing with Lamar Jackson, it's somebody's got to at least bring him in for a conversation. It's really weird. And then the story breaks with Ken Francis and Lamar taking care of this with laughing emojis. And I go, oh, now I know why Lamar Jackson's not signed. I mean, this guy's got to take ownership of his career first. You know, for he wants a big contract, and I'm just going to put laughing emojis on social media when this is a pretty serious thing. And maybe teams aren't calling me because I'm an enigma wrapped in a mystery that's filled with a riddle. I mean, that maybe that's what it is for.
Well, I mean, that's part. I mean, look, the simplest thing about this is running quarterbacks don't survive in this league. They just don't. He's played 5 years. He's been hurt the last 2 years. And on top of that, he's not a great passer. Okay, we've talked about this. He's a good passer. And he's got some abilities. Okay, but the biggest problem is no quarterback in the history of this league has ever survived more than, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years. You know, Cam Newton had 8 years with 100 carries or more. Guys simply don't survive running that much. And I'm not just talking about Cam Newton. You know, the Michael Vick, you know, a lot of injuries during his career. You know, just, you know, last 4 seasons he was a backup. His body was beat up. Randall Cunningham, another guy. I look at Josh Allen. He's already had 4 seasons of 100 carries, each of the last 4. That's not good. So, but at least Buffalo was smart, and they paid him ahead of time. So if his body does break down, at least just they paid for it already, and they got out from underneath the contract if he wears down after, say, 6, 7, 8 years. Lamar Jackson's looking for a 5-year deal. He's played 5 years already. Does he think that anybody in the NFL thinks he's making it to 10 years playing the way that he does and throwing the way that he does? No. So, I mean, all this idiocy about the agent, about the collusion, you know, do I think that NFL owners don't want to pay, you know, fully guaranteed contracts? Sure, they don't want to pay fully guaranteed contracts. Absolutely, they don't want to pay fully guaranteed contracts. But I also think they want to win. And I think that teams want to have really great players if they can get them, and they can get them at a reasonable price. If Kirk Cousins got a fully guaranteed contract, no question in my mind, Lamar Jackson would get one if it was a reasonable kind of deal that they thought he would fulfill. And it's just not – that's not what's going to happen.
Jason Cole, our guest here, the Jason Smith Show with me, Mike Harmon here, Fox Sports Radio. You read him on Outkick, find him on Twitter at JasonCole62, and you celebrate the men in Trine and Canton because he helped put them there. Or
every
maybe he desperately
one.
Tried to keep
every
them out
single
and
one.
Failed.
Yeah.
I mean, all those Cowboys you let in this year, I mean, I just don't even know anymore.
Hey, but, do you have a sneak peek of the 20-person class for next year? Can you give a sneak peek of that?
Yeah, I think it's going to be headlined
by Zach Wilson.
Wayne Krabet.
Okay, good. He was very good. Okay.
No, it's good. Will Aaron Rodgers.
Would Zach Wilson even make the BYU Hall of Fame? at this point.
Oh,
His mom would.
He was a one-year starter, basically. Think about that. Would he qualify for the BYU Hall of Fame? Is he really one of their greatest players all? Or is he just a trivia question or a trivia answer, as one of the highest picked, BYU players of all time? Which one is it? Does he make the BYU Hall of Fame? And I say no, he doesn't.
Well, we'll watch that. We'll monitor that.
His mom and all of his mom's girlfriends might make the BYU Hall of Fame.
Hey, so if they have any clout, they may be able to vote him in and push that through. J. Cole, you referenced it coming in. Aaron Rodgers, another day deeper into March. Now we've got celebrities saying, I did ayahuasca with him too, as you get the Paul brothers involved and all this fun stuff.
They're trustworthy. The Paul brothers always trustworthy.
Well, I'll tell Logan.
Anything that they say, you can take that to the bank.
I'll watch Logan wrestle, though. He's a highly athletic individual. But the longer this drags out, is there any chance it unravels? And what's Carolina doing? What are they setting up for?
Carolina's setting up for – they're going to take – I think they're taking C.J. Stroud. Everybody likes to put a lot of intrigue into this, and I get that. At the end of the day, Frank Reich has always – we talked about this last week. Look at Frank Reich's track record. He likes big quarterbacks. I mean, the entire league likes big, strong quarterbacks. That's nothing new. Bryce Young is a little dude. So I think it's going to be Stroud. Bottom line is they're taking quarterback there, so I don't think they're doing anything else. They're certainly not getting involved in the Aaron Rodgers thing or anything like that. This is for the Jets and – for the Jets to screw up. And if you're looking for a team that will screw this up, look no further than gangrene.
Oh, of course. Oh, hey, listen, disaster lurks around every corner. I'm firm with you on that.
The Hall of Fame quarterback says, I want to play for you.
Yes, yes.
And well, you can't.
He's realized.
And you don't make it happen.
We're making it happen, but here's – look, J. Cole, listen, let me explain something to you. Let me explain something to you, okay, because, let me explain something to you because I've been covering football for a while. I know you're kind of new to the game here. Let me explain some what's going on right now, okay? The Jets have realized they have the leverage because Aaron Rodgers can't go back to Green Bay. It's worse if he goes back than if the Jets say, okay, we're moving on to somebody else. So instead of we want a first and a second and a third, the Jets are saying, yeah, maybe not. Maybe a second and maybe 2 seconds. Maybe a second and a third. Because they know the Packers have overplayed their hand. They've already pushed them out. If it comes down to it and it gets to a point where the Jets are like, okay, fine, we'll give you a first round pick. But right now they're saying, yeah, no, maybe we don't give you first, maybe a second or third, because we know you can't have him back. It's something called negotiating. I'll explain that to you in email after your interview.
No team negotiates better than the Jets.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody.
How's that Darrell Revis final contract playing for you?
Patriots Hall of Famer Darrell Revis.
Yeah, Patriots Hall of Famer Darrell Revis.
Hey, it feels pretty good to still be paying a Hall of Famer, okay? Not just some guy walking around. Yeah, this guy's not just Hall of Very Good. He's a Hall of Famer that we decided to pay that money to.
After he had already played out his Hall of Fame moments. I can still remember,
you jerk. I can still remember when you came on the show with us.
Wow, I got a new skin.
I really still remember.
I own you.
I can still remember.
It's so great.
When you came on the show, and this is exactly what you said. We talked about Revis this season, and you said, just to let you know, I heard something from somebody I trust. And I said, what's that? Watch Revis this year. He didn't really work in the offseason like he normally does. Just watch. And I said, really? And you said, he told me, just watch and see what happens to Revis. And, of course, Revis fell off a cliff that year. I still remember you telling me that. So I didn't at least have, like, three weeks.
By the way, did you see Revis in the Hall of Fame, knock on the door show? Did you get a look at that?
No, no. Was that when Ty Pennington knocked on his door and said, "We're here for a complete home makeover and Hall of Fame"?
Let's just say this: it was Ty Law who knocked on his door. Ty Law is in a lot better shape to be playing right now than Durrell. Let's just put it that way. Okay.
Okay. Well, it's all right. Revis doesn't have to play anymore. It's okay. Sauce Gardner has to play. Revis doesn't have to play.
He's looking like a nose guard right now. So
all right. Well, that's okay.
And I appreciate that. Okay, as a fellow potential nose guard. How did we get here?
Because I remember when you told me that Reeve was going to fall off Rogers, a cliff, and he did.
Well, I did, and because this is what you guys do. Like Aaron Rodgers, you'll trade for Aaron Rodgers, and he'll probably gain 80 pounds in the offseason and be unable to play. This is what happens to the Jets. This is your reality. This is what you deal with. You get Brett Favre, and all of a sudden you've got photos going everywhere. This is what happens to the Jets. That's the most notable thing that Brett Favre did for the Jets, right? It's always a disaster. You're cursed. You're cursed.
Yeah, but once every 50 years, we get something good.
It's the curse once of every 50 years, isn't it? That's what it is. It's the bachelor's curse from the old bar.
Can you tell me, is ayahuasca an appetite stimulant? I mean, if you're telling me that's the case, I'd be worried, but I don't think it is.
I think it's unlikely. Look, I will back off on the 80-pound weight gain thing. Okay, Aaron Rodgers with Steve Cervi covering him, that's a match made in hell. Okay, just a match made in hell. Okay, like the nicest guy in that group is Samini. And here's going to be tough on him, right? Rich Samini is the nicest guy covering the Jets, and he's still vicious. Let's just put it that way.
Hey, where's Aaron today? Oh, I'm sorry. Aaron's not talking to you right now because he's on the Pat McAfee show. So he directed me to the big board right here. You can pull your quotes off of this right here.
That's going
to
go well. What's Francesa going to do about that? Oh, my
Sleep.
God. They just, yes. Well, that's true, too. Okay.
He's not even on the air anymore. It's not even Francesa.
But he will come back just to do this.
Oh, Mike, 100%. Oh, sure.
100%.
I tell you, Mikey, I can't believe this. I can't believe this, Mikey. Look at this Aaron Rodgers. They should let him stay in Green Bay. I don't know why we got him.
It will be fantastic. He will go back on the air just to rip him. And Rodgers will just implode. He will just not be able to handle this. He will be praying to go back to Green Bay. He will pray to go back to the cave in Oregon somewhere. It's the Caves of Altamira by Steely Dan. Get that reference for you. There you go.
Oh, sure. I'm sure you'll put the lyrics of the songs up instead of something pithy about football, which is what we normally like to tweet. Yeah, sure.
Well, or he'll be singing things like, "I left my old man back in Oregon, take me alive." That kind of thing. There you go. See?
You can follow on Twitter.
A little more Steely Dan for you. And I could see him say this, that I could definitely see him start quoting lyrics during his press conferences. That would be a total Aaron Rodgers.
100%.
Oh, yeah, as a way of trying to diffuse any of the criticism that he takes. And then all the reporters will just be sitting there going, "What's going on here? What's going on?" They'll just be ripping him left and right. It'll be merciless.
Follow him at JasonCole62. That is at JasonCole62. See him on Outkick as well. J. Cole, as always, but appreciate your time, man. We'll talk to you.
Later, guys.
Bye, buddy.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.